Dear friends, it is not easy to give a formal vote of thanks after such a great concert touching the dizzy heights of the great world of what we call Nada Brahma, the sound form of the divine. Both these great artists, Pandit Anupama Bhagwat and Pandit Supreet Deshpande, one could mistake Anupama looking at her young age, but look what she hides in her, tremendous. And Supreet ji, wonderful. Oh, no. I was just describing her at the moment. Supreet ji is also young, but look, you know, from the age of 3, he has been learning. So, look, the total learning span is very big for him. And that you could easily see when he was playing. It is Indian classical music has a very deep meditative quality, and as you know, it incorporates two seemingly paradoxical qualities which Swami Vivekananda emphasized, that we should, the followers of spiritual life, especially the monastics, should have. And what is that? The obedience, discipline, coupled with freedom. See, both of them kept strictly to the discipline of rhythm and melody, and yet look what tremendous freedom they exhibited here in their repertoire, in general, you know, the creativity. That was just amazing. Thank you very much. It is. Another thing is, it is. It is striving for perfection. Look how much striving for perfection is required. That also we can see when we listen to such music. I can say that, well, this was one of the best concerts I ever heard. It was great. And both of them complimented each other so well. It is, in Sanskrit, there is a very nice couplet saying that, look, the lotus brings beauty to the water, water brings beauty to the lotus, both together make the lake beautiful. So it is, it's like that. Both have to match with each other so well, like idli sambar, you know. By the way, she prepares that also very nicely. That I can tell from personal experience. So, friends, on behalf of you all, on behalf of the Vedanta Center of Greater Washington, D.C., I offer our gratefulness to you for coming, and we will have many more occasions here of your performances. And thank you, friends, for coming to listen to this performance without, you know, ears. What performer can do? You have to have the right listeners to listen to that. So thank you for coming. And well, you know, the festival will continue tomorrow as well. You are welcome.